It is exactly 1 year ago when the Venus of Dolny Viestonice, a ceramic statuette of a naked woman, believed to be 29,000 years old and considered one of the oldest artifacts of its kind in the world, went under a detailed scan in a special 3D microscope. Now, historians from the Moravian Museum in Brno have presented the first scan results so far. Ruth Frankova has the details.
The special microscope located in Brno's FEI Technological Institute was able to map all the particles within the statue in microscopic resolution, providing the researchers with around 8 gigabytes of data. Now, exactly a year after the priceless artifact went under the scan, they have presented an analysis of the first findings. One of the biggest discoveries was that the shapely 11-centimeter figurine was not made of two or more pieces of clay, as it was initially expected, but was evidently created from one single piece. Historians also discovered more details about the composition of the statuette. Petr Neruda is a curator at the Moravian Museum in Brno who took part in the research.
I found that inside the body are impurities, and these impurities are distributed very randomly. That indicates that the creator of the statuette took the sediment just on the spot where he created the Venus. If you imagine the site at the time, there was a lot of charcoals, fragments of bones, Manon's ivory, and these impurities were not added to the sediment with a special meaning. It's really natural contamination of the clay.
Scientists at the Moravian Museum have also confirmed an earlier hypothesis of Karel Absolon, the historian who discovered the Venus of Dolní Viestonice. He believed the statue's head was originally ornamented with four feathers. Petr Neruda again.
I used a digital technology and I created 3D models of these holes. And now it's quite clear that all were produced by one tool with a relatively sharp tip, and it resembles the point of the bird's feathers. And it's quite interesting because Karel Absolon thought that the Venus had features on the head. Now I want to print these 3D models in 3D printer and compare it with birds, and maybe we will know which species was used or something like this.
The ceramic figure was discovered in South Moravia in July 1925. The statuette, broken in two pieces, was found amongst the remnants of a prehistoric fire pit once used by mammoth hunters. Although many similar figures have been found since then, Venus of Dolní Viestonice has not lost any of its value. What makes it so unique is the fact that it was made by burning the clay, a technology commonly used only in the later Neolithic period. Analysis of the findings of the scan should continue until the end of the year, and Petr Neruda believes it might still bring to light some unexpected facts. Nevertheless, some questions, such as who created the statue or what its purpose was, will likely remain unanswered despite the latest state-of-the-art technologies.